the newscast is sewn up unless, you know, some big homicide occurs or something happens. So she's sourcing it out, what it looks like. The only recommendation I would have there, Vicki, please correct me if I'm wrong, make yourself available or your clients available at least to get on her radar or a reporter's radar as subject matter experts. SOPA comes down and you have a person who happens to be a startup in social media, they can comment on whether or not they shut down their site that day. That is verification and information that works really, really well. Oh, I'm it. That's it. See, it happens when I do 3-hour boot camps. So, with that, Chuck at ChuckEster.com on Twitter, on LinkedIn, not so much Facebook, although we're kind of interesting stuff going on over there. Please feel free to connect with me directly. How many people are connected with me directly right now? See, half the room that's coming here are standing. Anyway, that's me. Thanks, guys.
Put them out there when there's different breaking news. Should I just email you directly if I have an expert available? What would be the best way?
Don't email me. We were talking about this earlier in the days of faxes. My husband was aghast. He does what you do. I would stand by the fax machine next to the trash can. It's emails now, right? You have about 10 seconds and that's it. Please just pay attention to what's timely. What do you think the top story of today is going to be on the local news? Body parts.
Mm-hmm, the body parts.
So maybe you have some forensic person who is capable of, or has worked with law enforcement or something, to put skeletal remains together to identify something. That would be the only expert I might be interested in today. We're very much a 24-hour business. Having said that, again, getting back to Twitter, if you were to send me a message on Twitter, I'd get it right away. And if you see in the throes of this breaking news story, you have some expert who would add something to my story, I would be open to that.
Yeah.
comments? Is there a way to censor certain words? And so far, you have some of the words that you put up at UCLA or on the company's website, linked, they put about language. Does it, your social media setup, keep that from reposting?
Yeah, in the comments on blogs, on LinkedIn, forum, I run several LinkedIn groups for my clients on Facebook. You can set it up where the comments have to be moderated first.
Okay.
So you can read through them, make sure that there's, and honestly, also post the rules of the forum itself. Say, hey, you know what, no bad comments, no foul language, no derision, whatever it may be, or we will automatically delete your comments, so that works.
I've actually worked with the Orange County Register specifically to remove comments from a story posted because they were libelous. That is a very fine line, but the Register was wonderful to work with through that process, and I think that they found we were asking for something that was made common sense and that they understood we weren't trying to remove all the comments, even though there was other negative comments. It was ones that were really, truly harmful. The Register and most media out there already have rules about posting that will remove, they will automatically remove profanity, certain things, but none of these comments had profanity per se. They just were extraordinarily outrageous in terms of people's reputation. So we did work with them, and they came and agreed with our position on it. So they were wonderful to work with.
Actually, really quick, I had a comment because YouTube, I had a client where something like that happened. Oh, I was just going to say, I had a client that something like that happened on YouTube. Somebody put up a video that was really basically degrading to that person, to that company's brand, everything. And I'm kind of surprised that not more people do this because there's so much on YouTube that can be looked at as inflammatory. But you have to go through YouTube's channels, you know, but they listened, it took a matter of probably an hour before that was pulled down, you know, so they will, if you make the attempt to actually put in their facts about why this is, they will take it down.
Just a final reminder that you're not always going to like what you see on TV, okay? You're not always going to be in agreement with how I report a story, and that's not my job. I'm not here to be your cheerleader. I'm not here to pimp your widget. I'm here to get both sides of the story. And if one side happens to be louder or more profound or more convincing, perhaps that's how the story is going to come across. So when we talk about these comments, and they appear on our website also, keep that in mind when you're seeing that. I'm not going to be, like I said, the PR person for your company. I'm there to tell both sides.
Anybody else? Vicki, this is more for you. You had mentioned that right now you're working on a story about body parts and whatnot. If somebody wanted to, you know, pitch you maybe something that was more fluffy in nature, what's the best way to get that to you? Because not everything's going to be great, and some things are just going to be maybe fun or a bit driven.
Fluffy? Expanding our television, but from 5 to 6:30, that's an hour and a half. That's all I have to cover collectively from Santa Barbara to San Diego. So fluffy isn't going to cut it. I do one a day, but whatever I do, that appears on the web. Secondarily, the fluffy part. We also have a show on digital channel 4.2. Right. If you have a newer TV, you get all the digital channels, right? And hopefully on cable, I think we're in the 800s there. That's 1 hour that we need to fill every day from 7 to 8 at night. That's where a lot of those stories are going because it's more of a talk show format. If you have something that you think might be a human interest story, feel free to pitch it to the folks there. I can get you their email. And since we're pimping, can I get more fans today at Vicki NBCLA?
So you guys can stay up here, you can sit down. We have a couple last announcements real quick. And you know, we will mingle around, but these people have given a generous amount of their time.